The presidential race wasn't the first focus of this debate or its main focus, but when Kelly Ayotte was asked if she would tell children to, quote, be like Donald Trump, Trump and Ayotte's calibrated support but not endorsed stance towards New York businessman was again in the spotlight.
I think that certainly there are many role models that we have, and I believe he's can serve as president, and so absolutely, I would do that.
If you believe he can serve as president, why won't you endorse him?
Because I've had some disagreements with him, and I've been quite clear about those disagreements.
Ayotte then accused Maggie Hassan of being less independent towards that other polarizing figure who tops the Democratic ticket.
And this is an area where Governor Hassan has been lockstep with Secretary Clinton. I haven't heard major disagreements that she's had with Secretary Clinton, so who's going to stand up on behalf of the people of New Hampshire?
Governor Hassan, you have 30 seconds.
Thank you, because, of course, what you just heard is Senator Ayotte trying to distance herself from Donald Trump, which she does from time to time, but at the end of the day, she is still saying that she's going to vote to put Donald Trump in the Situation Room with access to our nuclear codes.
But it was Ayotte's comment on Donald Trump that stuck, and after it went viral on social media, Senator Ayotte issued a statement saying she misspoke and that neither Donald Trump nor Hillary Clinton are role models for children. That walk back may limit the fallout of her original comment, but it also guaranteed it would be the story out of the debate, a debate where the candidates split on many core issues. On guns, for instance, Hassan called for universal background checks, Ayotte called for better enforcement of current law. On abortion, Hassan said she'd consider voting to lift the ban on funding abortions with tax dollars, Ayotte wouldn't. And repeatedly, Hassan tried to push the case that on issues large and small, Kelly Ayotte's stances tend to follow the money.
She has had a record of standing with the corporate special interests that do get benefits, whether it's big oil, whether it's Wall Street, whether it's big pharma, who are major contributors to her campaign. She has been standing with them as she is standing with Donald Trump.
Ayotte, meanwhile, derided Hassan's campaign as one driven mostly by talking points straight out of Washington.
So there have been many whoppers told, but that's why I'm out there trying to run a positive campaign about what I want to get done for the people of New Hampshire and what we can do together.
But right now, Kelly Ayotte needs to figure out how best to be together on the ballot with Donald Trump. If last night's debate is anything to go by, that remains a work in progress. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.